Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm feeling glad.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. Just trying a new intro there. What do you think?
I think it's good, and I think it's we're back to our normal names this week. I'm Jalal Hartley. And you're
James.
It became
a bit confusing, didn't it?
People have been getting in touch and asking me if I was naked and stuff like that. We have actually managed to confuse people as to who's who.
Good. Okay, Jalal. So the big news this week is that the FA Cup semi-final teams have been drawn.
Watford against Palace at Wembley.
Yeah,
very
at Wembley.
Are we going?
Yeah, I think it would be silly if we didn't go and try and cover it for the podcast.
It'll be amazing because the one and only time we went to a match together was Palace-Watford. That was my first ever match. I didn't know anything about football. And now that I'm a Watford fan, we can see what it's like. I could be rooting for one team and you can be rooting for the other team, but hopefully we'll both win.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that isn't a possibility.
Isn't it? Why?
One team has to win, one way or another.
It can't be win-win?
Nope. It can't be a draw. One team has to win. If the teams are still tired, there is extra time. If the teams are still tired after an extra half an hour of football, it will be decided by penalty shootout, which are nerve-wracking times. But good news for this podcast is, one way or another, one of our teams will be playing in the FA Cup final for the biggest English cup competition, which is exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
It's worked out sort of well for me. Obviously, I want Palace to win, but I can take, through you, I can take some enjoyment of the fact that Watford might be in the final as well.
If Watford don't win, then yeah, obviously I want Palace to win. You know, you're almost a friend, and so...
yeah, likewise. The feeling's mutual. Hey, Jalal, what have we got coming up on the show?
Coming up on today's show, we have the show menu. I've done the show menu. Cross that off. Followed by Buckley's £3 bet. We delve also into the world of fantasy football to see whether Buckley's ball boys are still top of the Dream Team podcast league. And we're also joined by stand-up comic plus Man United fan, Ishan Akbar. End of show menu. I can tick all of those now.
But before all that, Jalal,
yeah?
It's time for the news. Lewandowski lobs yoghurt at police.
Is this a euphemism?
I hope so. Let's find out. Bayern Munich and Poland striker Robert Lewandowski has become one of the world's best goal scorers. But it turns out he was a bit of a wrong'un when he was younger. Lewandowski has released an autobiography entitled My True Story. And the poll said, I repeatedly borrowed my mum's car. I know now that wasn't right. I was underage and had no driver's licence. He knew at the time, surely.
Well, he was underage?
Yeah. I remember not being old enough to drive, and so I didn't.
Yeah.
Did you? Like, you've got to be the biggest moron in the world to go, hey, let's take my dad's car out for a drive.
Yeah.
Nothing bad can happen from that situation.
No.
He doesn't have to say, like, I know now. That, like, he's not running for president or anything, and somebody's just dragged this up.
Yeah,
and he's decided to own it.
Yeah,
I agree. I completely agree. All those people that were outraged that I had joyrided when I was a child, I agree. You're completely right. But I know now the error of my ways,
but
and
also,
I'm a better person.
He doesn't need to say he had no driver's license. He can just say I was underage. Obviously, you're not going to have a license if you're underage.
Lewandowski claimed he would drive the car round at 200 miles per hour.
Wow.
I mean, I just guess I wasn't a thrill seeker when I was a kid. I just sort of followed rules. And he would regularly throw yoghurt pots and banana peels at the local police station, just asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You're an underage speeder throwing yoghurt
chucking
pots
a,
at
chucking
police.
A Muller corner at the fuzz.
What was the worst thing you ever done as a kid? Was you ever in any trouble?
I stole some cheese from a shop.
Who are you? Who was that cook that was doing the same? What's his name?
Oh,
bloke with the little ginger beard.
Anthony Morrell Thompson. silly bab. When I finally got released,
Did they laugh you out of the station?
No, they gave me.
They
a
don't throw the cheese.
No, they
at
gave
you
me
and
a
say,
caution.
Thanks for wasting our time.
They gave me a caution.
Right.
When I finally got out of the cell, the one wheel of camembert that they hadn't managed to find that was down my pants was beautifully runny by the time I got out. So I went over and had it with some crusty bread.
That's a good joke.
It's absolutely true.
More strikers behaving badly. This time, former Arsenal forward Carlos Vela, now playing for Real Sociedad in Spain. Vela missed training last week, claiming he had gastritis. Just took a guess at that. Just took a wild stab in the dark.
Yeah, the doc reckons I've got gastritis.
Keep all this in. Vela missed training last week, claiming he had gastroenteritis. However, someone posted a photo on Twitter of him later that night at a Chris Brown concert. That might have been a euphemism for his,
right.
For his problem.
Yeah.
sorry, I weren't in yesterday. I was at a Chris Brown concert, if you catch me drift.
More strikers behaving badly. Yes, it's become a regular feature on the Dream Team News. Time to talk about urine. Mansfield's Adil Yusuf has just been handed a 5-match ban for urinating against the back of a stand. Yusuf was warming up as a sub away to Plymouth at Home Park and had to relieve himself. Mansfield manager Adam Murray was angered by the length, of the ban, claiming Plymouth stewards and substitutes showed Yusuf to the place he could pee-pee out of plain view of the public.
Have you ever pissed in public, Jalil?
Yes.
I've done one better.
Oh, God. What?
Oh, I took a shit once. No, what it was, right? Me and my mate, we went to see fantasy football. Badil and Skinner.
Yeah.
We left and we went and got this big, massive KFC. And it was so big that it sort of taken up all the space in my stomach. and it had prematurely pushed what wasn't quite ready to come out yet. Like it sort of forced it out. It was lucky enough that I had some KFC wipes with me. And I was in trouble. Like I was not going to make it.
Yeah.
We'd left KFC and was heading... We were trying to find the train station again. We got a bit lost. And I was sort of going, this is disaster. We're lost. I really need a poo. And there was this really... There was this dark sort of like leafy... I thought was a forest. No, it turned out to be a private road.
Right.
Like literally, like I did a shit and then walked for 5 seconds and then realised that, and then turned around and then I could see exactly where I was. And I'd just taken a poo right in the middle of this like really posh estate. And it was a summer day as well. So the heat was like really kicking up the stench. It was sort of...
And what happened after? You just walked away?
Just walked away. Had a wipe, walked away. That's my public story.
I guess that's the end of that news story.
And that's the end of the news. Okay, it's guest time on the podcast. They're words that make sense. Joining us is one of the brightest stand-up comics on the road. He's far too intelligent for this podcast. I'm sure we are about to be found out. I am feeling vulnerable. I do feel vulnerable around intelligent people. But it is Ishan Akbar. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Do you want me to ask some of the questions this week? Just to sort of share the load?
Why have we not been doing that?
No, normally you do shoulder a lot of the burden for asking the questions. And I'm just saying I'm here for you if you want me to ask some of the questions.
Yeah, well, by all means. Yeah, we don't, good questions.
See, we're not like the magic sponge. We don't have like a sort of aggressive relationship. It's very symbiotic.
Yeah, I like that. Well, it might be a development opportunity for you as well.
How?
By asking questions, you develop yourself as an interviewer, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right. And I believe that this podcast should be about personal growth.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything we do should be about personal growth.
You're
we
so
should,
right.
We should grow every day.
So I've got a bone to pick with you, Ishan.
Right, go on then.
I'm told you were born and raised in East London.
Oh, here we go. I know what's coming.
Yeah, you do. And you deserve it.
I know what's coming.
But you're a Manchester United fan.
Yeah, I am. Come on, you Reds.
It says, the question I've got is, why are you a Man United fan? But I think that's obvious. You are a glory hunter.
No.
They were winning everything at the time. No? No, okay, go on.
The story is that I was playing football with my cousin, who's a West Ham fan. This is when I was 6 years old and knew nothing about football. And he said, I'm West Ham, you're Man United. I said, okay. And I stuck with Man United ever since. And it just happened to coincide with a lot of success.
Okay.
You both seem unconvinced.
Unfortunately, that was just quite a... That answer made sense.
That's literally what happened. But I've gone to see West Ham on a number of occasions. I've gone to see Dagenham and Redbridge once and never again. But
I grew up in Dagenham. I've seen.
Did you? Where in Dagenham did you grow up?
Across the road from Folds.
Oh right, yeah. I'm in Chadwell Heath.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
right. What's in Chadwell? The Eva Hart.
Yes, just down the road from the Eva Hart.
I've frequented that a few times. Jalal, do you want to name a pub?
Name a pub.
What, in Dagenham?
Yeah.
The Crown.
Yeah.
Is that one?
Maybe. Probably.
Moby Dick, yeah.
Moby Dick.
Yeah. What's your tipple?
What's my tipple? well.
Did I sound cool?
Yeah, it sounded well cool. I like a good lager. A bit of a lager lap. But I prefer, this is going to sound so poncy, but I do like a red wine.
Right.
Of an evening, after a gig.
I've only recently got into red wine. I think it was maybe about 5 years ago where I very first... Don't look like that, Jalal.
No, it's just, I'm confused.
This is going to be a funny story.
No, I'm confused because Ishan's been scratching his leg for about 30 seconds.
Sorry,
now.
I'm so sorry. Can you hear it?
What's wrong? Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, I've just got like a bit of a dry skin.
Scabies.
Not scabies, but a bit dry skin. Sorry, I didn't think you could hear it.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. As a deaf person, that is... For you to be able to hear me scratching my leg.
Well, there's a microphone.
Yeah, but my leg is all the way down there.
There's microphones under the desk as well.
Are there?
Everything's mic'd up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
There's one in the seat.
That's
high tech.
We only started putting microphones in the seats because James started doing a lot of his comedy from that end of his body.
Right.
So,
well, many people will probably say... That's where my career has come from.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen in the Palace v Watford FA Cup game?
Ooh, so the FA Cup semi-final Wembley. With Wembley, you never know. Like, past form doesn't really count for anything. But on current form, you'd fancy Watford, wouldn't you? It's so funny with Palace, because at the beginning of the season, Pardew was like, "All right, we're going to go for Europe." As soon as he said that, the players were like, "No, we're not."
They just stopped playing. At all. Like, all the football pundits were going, yeah, Palace are definitely in the top eight. That just made me nervous. I didn't want to say that. And now, what are we, 15th? And Watford are 14th.
It's a difficult game to call, but on current form, even though form doesn't count for much in an FA Cup semi-final, I'd have to go for Watford.
But I think Watford's manager is inspiring.
Kike Flores. I've got a bit of a man crush on him.
I have as well.
You look a bit like him, actually. If you,
I think that's why.
Yeah, 20 years ago, I think you would have looked a bit. Yeah,
what?
20 years ago.
If he was 20 years younger.
Yes.
Sorry. Right. Whoops, yeah. I didn't articulate myself properly there. But yeah, if he was 20 years younger, you'd look. Because you're very good looking. You're a good looking lad.
He's got beautiful eyes and something sort of holy about him.
Yeah. I quite that was really sensual. Sorry, my first man crush was Roberto Martinez.
Who's that?
He's the Everton manager, and then he lost his hair, and it just wasn't as attractive anymore.
Really,
and now we've got Pep coming in, haven't we? Pep Guardiola, bit of eye candy for the lads and lasses.
Even though this is supposed to be like a lad football banter. Football lad beer banter football podcast. Yeah. It does reduce to this quite a lot. Like we have played Snog Marry Avoid with
have
football
you?
Players.
Yeah. I'd love to play that.
Go on, then why don't you play it?
They're quite handsome football players a lot of the time, aren't they? Because they're all athletic. They keep themselves trim. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with admiring a handsome man.
Who's better looking, Ronaldo or Messi?
Well, probably Ronaldo, yeah, but he's annoying because of it. See, I'd rather be in a relationship with Messi.
Yeah, me too.
So you'd marry Messi?
Yeah.
I'd marry Messi, but if it was just a no strings attached, just a night in a hotel room.
One Tinder match.
Probably go with Ronaldo.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
But I wouldn't expect a call the next day. You know, I wouldn't expect a call back from him. I think he'd just use me.
He'll take you for a nice seafood dinner and never call you again.
Dream Team Europe time. Dream Team Europe returned last week. It's covering every game in the Champions League and Europa League. There's £100,000 worth of potential prize money. Let's remind people of our team names.
Buckley's Magnificent Ball.
Boys.
And Bov Real Madrid.
Yum, 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 ooh, let's unseal the lid on Bov Real Madrid. Yum, it's yum.
Okay, so last week I was bragging about how my team, Buckley's Ball Boys, were joint top of the Dream Team Podcast League. Well, guess what? I am still top. And current reigning champion on course to win a cool slice of that £100,000 of pounds.
£100,000
Was that
pounds.
Good?
It was very good. Yeah, I want to trade £100,000 of pounds. Right, you what? Yeah, £100,000. Buy £100,000 of pounds.
Is that how they talk?
Yeah. Yeah, sell.
Buy fingerless gloves. Put all your money into fingerless gloves now.
Sell hairnets. Man, hairnets are crashing.
Shit, get me out of hairnets.
Pull out of hairnets. Vaginas are... Vaginas are crashing. Pull out.
I don't think I'm going to be able to carry on. I'm outright top. I now have a 4-point lead over Elliot Woolley and his team, The Money Store 2. Please get in touch with us at Dream Team FC on Twitter to explain your name, Elliot. Big thanks to Cristiano Ronaldo.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ronaldo and former Palace man Nathaniel Klein, who are my top scoring players. Jalal, as we know, you assembled your team using the lowest amount of money possible.
Oh, yeah.
But you invested the rest of that in Bovril stocks.
Now, I would expect to be last. What position am I?
You're not last.
Well, second to last, then.
No, you're fifth from bottom.
That's amazing, considering I've bought basically the worst players.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe sometimes
Oh, you mean maybe they're cheap because they're doing it for the love of it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well done to Ben Taylor-Day, whose team, the Dirty Randys, were bottom of the league last week, but have leapfrogged Bovrial Madrid and others to make their way out of trouble.
Oh, goodness.
Bottom of the league is Tony Smith and his team, Bubba Moo Moo FC. Tony only... I don't know why I found that funny.
I don't know what does it mean, Bubba Moo Moo?
I don't know. Just something a child would come up with. Tony only... it's like a five-year-old boy. Yeah. Would be like, yeah, Bubba Moo Moo! Tony only joined the league last week, which means he starts on 0 points.
And all the good names were taken, I suppose, by then.
I can only assume. He's so confident of winning that he's waited until I've gotten a 100-point lead over him before he decided to join.
Mm.
So good on you, Tony. I admire your balls. Thanks to everyone for entering. You will continue to hear me bragging until someone can knock me off the top spot. But don't think that's going to happen, do you, Jalal?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Ben Taylor Day with the Dirty Randys, he's made leaps and bounds. So
Ben Taylor Day, he's going to be posh, isn't he?
Yeah, he sounds like a musician. I thought he sounded like an acoustic troubadour.
He sounds like someone that owns a PR company.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking estate agent. They're always like two names, apart from Foxton's.
Yeah, Bairstow Eaves.
This is a good bit of podcast, isn't it?
If you can think of any estate agents that only have one name, please contact us at Dream Team FC on Twitter.
Dilly din dilly don. Dilly din dilly don. Dilly din dilly don.
LVG, are you a fan? Is he doing enough? Is it him? Is it the players? What's happening at Manchester United and why aren't they dominating football anymore?
I guess I'm one of the few United fans that's still backing LVG. And the reason I'm backing LVG is because he has spent a lot of money in a short space of time. And that team needs a bit of time to get used to one another, get used to the Premier League. A lot of them come from outside the Premier League. And also, in hindsight now, getting rid of Moyes, what difference did it make?
Yes.
Not a lot, really. So just stick with the manager and give him at least 3 years, maybe four, to try and do something.
Yeah, I thought Moyes was going to have backing. I thought they were going to give him that time.
He signed a seven-year contract, didn't he, when they signed...
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, famously, it took old Ferguson a couple of years to sort of really get things moving at United.
Yeah.
It should have just been a like-for-like change. Like, Ferguson was leaving because he had to retire. Like, he wasn't sacked or, you know... The club was doing well and being run well. I think it should have just been, all right, let's keep all our coaches, let's keep all the staff and everything because this is all working, and just replace Ferguson with another manager.
Mm.
Let's not rock the boat too much. But there was a lot of backroom changes and staff changes when Moyes came in. I think that was the main problem.
When a new manager comes in, he'll want to bring his own people in because he knows...
I know, but if it's Manchester United, I think Manchester United should have turned around and gone, look, you know how it works here?
Yeah.
These people aren't broke.
Yeah.
They're very, very good and they're going to help you be successful.
So here's a question. Let's say if Arsene Wenger gets sacked or leaves at the end of the year, whoever gets appointed after him, because he's been there, 19, 20 years now? Would Arsenal want to keep the same backroom staff and the new manager's going to come in and say... I want to bring my own people and do my own thing.
Well, Arsenal might be slightly different because
they haven't had
the same success over the last decade.
I'm with James on this. I agree totally.
if you took on a new job, Jalal.
Yeah. Let's imagine I'm Arsene Wenger.
Let's imagine you're Diego Simeone. You're Diego Simeone.
I'm Diego Simeone.
You're one of the hottest prospects in Europe as a manager.
Okay, I'm imagining that.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Ooh. Bit nervous.
Okay. Right, so you're a bit nervous, and then Arsenal come knocking, and they say, look, we've not won a trophy.
Excuse me, Arsenal. Did I say you could come in? Come in.
Hello, I'm Arsenal.
Hello. Take a seat. Sorry, there aren't enough chairs, but...
Don't worry, I'll sit. We haven't won anything.
Can you not lean against the back wall? I've just painted that. Please don't lean against it.
Don't lean.
I don't care, you're sweaty. It's going to stain. Come on, sorry.
Hello. So, Diego, yes. we haven't won anything for about, what, 2-3 years, and we've got an amazing stadium. We want you to take the job. Uh-huh. But you have to use all the infrastructure we've got at the moment.
Yeah.
You can't appoint anyone else.
Okay.
What, are you up for that?
Yeah.
Okay, that was easy. I imagine that's how all football negotiations go.
Well, they do with me.
They do with you. You're a very changeable fellow. Easy. Right.
Okay. Well, according to Jose Mourinho, he will be in charge of the club next season in July.
No.
That, to me, doesn't seem like a Manchester United fit.
That'd be a horrible appointment.
I think what this season has proved is that he's sort of a madman. Like, he's become almost too volatile and too much of a big character.
Yeah, yeah. His ego's too big. The thing with Ferguson, why he was so successful, is even though he had a massive ego, you still felt United were the biggest thing under Ferguson.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter whether you were Yapstam or David Beckham. If you got on the wrong side of Ferguson and therefore the club, you were gone. Whereas with Mourinho, it's all about him. You know, if he could rename Manchester United to Jose Mourinho United, he'd do it. But I just don't think it's the right appointment. It was also short-term because he's done, what, average 3-4 years at each club? Jalal, would you employ someone who just stuck at a job for 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to talk... There's a few more football questions, James. Do you want to do these? I might go under the desk and eat my sandwich. Because the football stuff bores me. So... Don't switch the under desk mics on.
When you've grown up around players like Roy Keane and Beckham and Giggs and even early days, Robson, Bruce, where they really put their heart on the line, you want this new set of players to be the same
thing. Oh dear, get under the desk here. Hope Gunter's not recording this. Look how my sandwich got crest today, my sandwich. It was an egg and cress, but I'm off egg for a week, so I've got to go pick all the egg out, which is still a bit on the cress, but it's mainly cress. Yeah. It's a bit nicer with egg. I wonder what they're, I wonder what they're talking about up there. Sounds like they're still talking about football, aren't they? I don't know what they're. The time we record this podcast is sort of evening because of, you know, James is in LA. So I've got to sort of bring my lunch with me. I've had enough of this sandwich. It was, the crust was nice, but it's just bread now. Yeah. I might go and rejoin the guys. There's only so much you can... you can say about football, isn't it? Come on, I'm just swallow this mouthful. Got to chew it first. Remember that order, chew, then swallow. I'm going to go and join the guys. Hope Gunter didn't record this. Oh.
If there was a wage cap, I think it would be really exciting. I think you'd get players playing for teams that they want to play for and see do well.
Hi, guys. Sorry about that. I just had to pop under the desk to eat my sandwich.
Yeah. All right. OK, Ishan, let me hit you with a final question. If you could take one player from Man United past and drop him into the current United team, who would it be?
Eric Cantona.
Yeah.
No doubt. That's what we need, that kind of talismanic guy just turning up, getting everyone, giving everyone a bit of boost, and just not holding any prisoners, taking any prisoners. Eric Cantona,
he'd kick you to death before he'd take you prisoner.
Yeah, it was a Palace fan, sure. Wasn't it?
It was, yeah. A Palace fan.
Wasn't that amazing? Brilliant. But yeah, Eric.
It's
Cantona,
sort of like there's a bit of pride that I don't know if other Palace fans are the same, but Eric Cantona is so amazing that I feel a bit of pride to sort of be involved in that story smallest way possible.
Yeah. Is that fan still alive? Is he around?
No, he was kicked. He was kicked
to death by Cantona.
Cantona set a load of seagulls on it after the match. He chucked his limp, dead body onto a barge and pushed him out. Set a load of seagulls onto him. So,
Eric Cantona in the Premier League in this team would just be amazing.
It would be good, wouldn't it? What about Best, George Best?
Well, Georgie B, see, I don't know. I know they're great, but I never saw them, right? So, Cantona.
You've seen footage, though. Even in this day and age, when you watch footage of.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Glamorous as well, wasn't he? He was
Ronaldo.
Handsome. He's another handsome one.
He was a very handsome one. Ronaldo as well, I guess. If we're going back, Ronaldo would be a good one. That, do you remember when we had that trio of Tevez, Ronaldo and Rooney? Oh, good days.
Van Nistelrooy.
Oh, Van Nistelrooy. 150 goals, 249 games. What a record.
Well, you know your stats.
Had some good players at United, didn't they?
Yeah, we've had some decent ones.
No wonder you support them.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We've had some really good players.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right to support them.
Yeah.
God, that interview's had a really... That had a beginning, middle and end. It sort of brought down to... It was antagonistic at the beginning about why you support... And now we've sort of...
Kind of... Yeah, full circle. We've had moments of intensity as well. I didn't expect it to be intense.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
Well, last week we made bets, and I don't. We both went for Spurs to win at Villa. We both went for Leicester to beat Newcastle. And you went for a Bournemouth-Swansea draw, whereas I went for Bournemouth. I think I remember saying Bulmers, but I did mean Bournemouth.
we've taken the benefit of the doubt.
There. Right. Which means you didn't win, but I did. That's my second win. So across the season, I'm £17 in debt, but you're £48 in debt.
Oh, good.
Which because you like the dangerous bet. Whereas I go for the safe bet.
Well, I thought that Bournemouth Swansea was. I thought the draw was a safe bet for that, but obviously I was proven wrong. Well done, congratulations. Anyway, that was last week. I've put it behind me. Now on to this week. This week's fixtures I'm looking at. The early kickoff on Saturday is Everton v Arsenal. I'm going to go for a home win. Everton looked good against Chelsea. Lukaku looks great. I'm going to go for Everton. Jalal?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm going Arsenal.
Going to go Arsenal? Okay. All right, interesting. Next game, I'm going to pick Palace v Leicester. Now, Palace have not won a league game all year, but Palace, in recent history... They tend to have a little bit of a say in the title race. And I think Palace are going to win.
I'm sorry to disagree with you there, but I think Ranieri's dilly-ding, dilly-dong bell is working wonders for them. And I think that Leicester are going to do well.
That's two games that we've decided opposite. Mm. All right, and the last game I'm going to pick is the Manchester Derby on Sunday. City are at home. They are playing as we speak. They're playing right now. I've just had word from Gunther that who's gone off with a calf injury? Vincent Kompany, of course. Yeah, Vincent Kompany's injured, obviously.
Is that his name? Vincent Kompany?
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the Vincent Kompany. It's the funeral directors.
What's your company name? Vincent Kompany.
I'm going to go for City to win at home.
Yeah, I'd go City.
I've put it out on Twitter. I've asked for a lot of your guys' opinions. At Paetti Bolognese just says banana purple disc. Thanks for your input.
Okay.
There's a couple draw cities. Just trying to find anyone that's got the balls to back Palace. No one. Absolutely no one. But only time will tell. And as I say, I might be wrong, and I probably will be wrong. But if I am right, I'll look like a god. Remember to keep subscribing. Keep getting in touch with us on Twitter at Jalal Hartley.
Thank you to the people who made the internet, for the people who build computers and microphones and mouths.
Yes, definitely. Keep leaving your funny 5-star reviews on iTunes. We didn't read any out this week, but we'll try and read some out next week.
Because there simply wasn't one. There was like too much football to talk about.
There's too much bloody football, weren't there?
Yeah.
It keeps getting in the way of this podcast.
And I'm feeling glad all over, yes, I'm glad all over.
If you've ever been on a fans forum online, you'll know most of the conversation revolves around the manager, and plenty of people slag the manager off. So Brondby manager Thomas Frank won't have been too worried about fans being critical of him on the internet, but he should have been.
Brondby.
Because one of those people, yeah, Brondby. It's like a Danish.
Oh,
it's a Danish football team. They play in
like
yellow.
A TV series,
like a cop.
No, like a TV a detective. Costume drama. Brondby.
Oh,
like
Brondby.
On the moors.
On the moors, yeah. And he's got like a big Brondby wears a big flowery blouse.
Yeah.
Like a sort of Heathcliff.
Yeah.
Shit. We should write this down because people are lapping up all that nonsense at the moment.
Next on ITV1, all new Brondby.
If you write a show with a handsome guy set in a bygone era, or if you set a show with some dragons and boobs in it, dragons with boobs, that's what we should do. We should write a show and the sort of the protagonist is a big dragon with a big massive set of tits on it. And it shoots fire from its tits. And there's loads of orcs and dwarves that are running around trying to kill it.
Some say the nipples can shoot fire 1,000 yards.
I don't believe in the existence of dragons with breasts.
Get him in it.
Dawkins. He's a cop. He's a regional detective. And he's just pure logic. He solves crimes through logic. And he goes around different places of worship, like he'll go to churches and mosques and things, and just prove the non-existence of God. And his little sidekick will be like, "Well, that's another God you've disproved."
Yeah. Yes.
All in a day. Yes. All in a day's work, John.
Here we go. Zoroastrianism.
There we go. Who have we got next? Ah, Mormons. Okay. Here we go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.